Texas Senator Ted Cruz is under pressure from Republican leaders to drop his opposition to their health care bill. At home in Texas, he's had trouble escaping supporters of Obamacare. A veterans forum north of Dallas yesterday was tightly controlled, but that couldn't stop some questions about the Republicans' attempt to repeal the Affordable Care Act, as NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
These days, if you're a Republican U.S. senator holding a town hall meeting or any type of public forum, really, you're pretty much guaranteed a robust liberal entourage. At 5 p.m. in McKinney, Texas yesterday, it was Amazon jungle hot, with the heat index well into the triple digits. But that didn't stop more than 150 protesters, some with canes and some in wheelchairs, from expressing their displeasure with Ted Cruz.
I pay for Cruz's health care.
69-year-old Kate Garrison sits in her motorized wheelchair fresh as a daisy, not a drop of sweat on her. She's running hot, but it's got nothing to do with the weather.
How come he gets the right to rich health care that I pay for, and he takes away my right to good health care?
Inside the Sheraton Hotel, Dennis Noonan is not a whole lot happier. He sits dejectedly in the hall outside the ballroom where Senator Cruz is appearing. Noonan's a big Cruz supporter and served in the 101st Airborne in Vietnam in 1969.
I heard on the radio today that the senator was going to be here and he was going to have a chance to communicate with the vets. And I find out now that I can't get in because I didn't pre-register.
When it comes to the health care debate, Noonan stands with Senator Cruz. Repeal Obamacare. There's one significant difference, however. Noonan wants to keep the regulations mandating insurance coverage for pre-existing conditions. Cruz doesn't.
My wife just found out she's got breast cancer. She's going to have a double mastectomy in the next 2 weeks. After that, she's going to be a cancer survivor. But she'll always have cancer on her record, and so getting insurance for her now will be very difficult.
Attendance for the event was controlled by Concerned Veterans for America, a conservative Koch brothers-funded group. So there were plenty of people inside the room who were in complete agreement with Cruz's health care positions. Take Mae Tolson from McKinney, who doesn't think the Republican bill in the Senate is anywhere near conservative enough.
I am not a conservative who says, oh, let's just pass it because the Republicans say so. I don't think it's going to solve anything. I really think we need to start over.
We're very happy to have him here. So with that, I'd like to welcome Senator Cruz to the stage.
By the time Ted Cruz finished chatting with the moderator, there wasn't much time for the pre-approved questions, but there was one woman who got in an anguished query about the health care fight in D.C.
You all on the Hill are scaring the living daylights out of us with the health care nonsense that you're doing.
Dr. Misty Hook is a psychologist who treats veterans the VA hospital sends her way whenever it's overwhelmed by sheer numbers.
When you have things saying that the insurance companies can opt out of paying for health care, mental health care, then who's going to pay us to do that? And we have to get paid. We can't just provide services for free. And so what are you going to do to help make sure that mental health care services are reimbursed at a proper rate so that we can continue to provide services for veterans?
Well, Misty, thank you for that question, and thank you for
Senator Cruz responded that, in his opinion, Obamacare is an unmitigated disaster for the nation. As the meeting came to a close, a powerful thunderstorm cut loose on the lingering protesters and the attendees alike as they rushed for their cars. In the flash of massive thunderbolts, the two groups became one, trying in vain to stay out of the rain. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.